We continue to get trickles of data coming out from the census, and some of them tell us about the ways in which the nation is changing and where people are living. And here's something which is, to many people, a bit of a no-brainer. People like to live where it's warm. I know, not a surprise. But
wusses.
The fact is...
Bunch of losers.
The fact hosers, that's what they say.
Short-sleeve shirts are way overrated, I'm telling you.
But... The fact of the matter is that migration is actually a big economic generator. The fact that Americans move is a good thing for the economy. The problem is that the housing crisis has made it difficult for people to move, and that's a bad sign for the economy. Here to explain, Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. First, Louise, let's talk about what's good about migration in the United States. Why is that healthy?
Well, migration has long kept the American economy nimble. And when we've had other recessions, the fact that people could sell their house, move somewhere where there are better jobs, helps the economy recover faster.
Where Silicon Valley came from.
Right.
So the Sun Belt transformed American
politics.
Absolutely.
Yep. You know, and that has led to this trend, you know, over time of moving to the Sun Belt, moving to warmer states. That's been a big area of growth since the 1960s. The only problem is, you know, we haven't had a national housing crisis before ever during a downturn. Before, housing crises were just in, you know, parts of the country, in the Northeast or in Texas. And so what you're seeing here over the last 4 years is people are frozen in their homes, frozen in their towns. And when we look back at migration data from this period, you're probably going to see a big change from what we've seen in the last 40, 50 years.
Well, what do you mean? What kind of big change? I mean, it's clear, very clear why it would be bad for the economy when someone is, maybe they've lost their job, they're unemployed, and they can't move to a place where they possibly could become employed. Okay, that's difficult on a number of levels, not just personal for that individual. But what does that mean for long-term economic projections?
Well, you know, so you'll see that the number of people moving over state lines will have dropped a lot. It actually hit a record back in 2006. Over 2 million people moved across state lines, which was a record amount. But what it means for long-term economic growth is just a dislocation of skills from where employers need them. And so now, you know, as you're starting to see private sector employers hiring people now, you know, again, if they're not getting the best suited people, it hampers growth. There's also
it maybe encourages outsourcing in the sense that if you can't get labor to move to your part of the country because of the housing crisis, you're more likely to just outsource to India or outsource to Asia.
Right. Or, you know, maybe you'll outsource to Texas where the person can't move out of their homes. You know, the thing I've wondered about is if this will spur some creative solutions like house swapping or maybe more telecommuting will be allowed since people. And, you know, this is something that's not going to go away for a long time because even if the housing market starts recovering, it's down over 30%. And so it could take us years or over a decade for houses to get back to even near where they were, and people will remain resistant to selling for less than their mortgage. You know, people do not want to sell for $500,000 but have to pay the bank $700,000 and then take it out of pocket. The only thing I can
see... Rent out that garage.
Well, rent, you're right. You know, the only thing I can see is if the economy really, really recovers, you might see employers who want to get an employee to move
chipping in
to pay the difference. And that would really pick up the movement.
Well, the other part of this particular study that was based on this article, which was in the New York Times, is that they're also talking about where the skills are and where the educated people are, which has also helped to drive migration. People don't just like to live where it's warm. They also tend to like to live in places where there's other educated people, right?
That's right. And that tends to be because that's where the jobs are.
Right.
So there has been this long-term shift to move that way, but it's going to be harder now.
But which comes first? I mean, corporations always say we want to go somewhere where there's a bunch of educated people, but which comes first, the jobs or the educated people?
You know, often the jobs, particularly in the last few decades, because so many cities and states have put out incentives to get companies to come there because they know that the workers will follow where the jobs are. So that's what's come first. Maybe that will reverse now that workers are going to be more stuck where they live. Maybe companies will be less inclined to move to the middle of nowhere when they know good employees can't move there.
Sounds like a science fiction movie where you come to some rust belt city that hasn't been visited for years and all these college educated people are wandering around in a daze. You know,
but it'll be warm.
It'll be warm. Right.
All right.
Where are the jobs? We're so smart.
So basically, we're at this point right now where we see this happening, and it's kind of a tectonic shift in terms of our country's growth, but we don't know what it means. I mean, we're not really sure if corporations are going to become more creative and nimble, as you say, or they're going to go for more outsourcing, or it's just going to have a negative impact on the economy.
We don't know exactly how it'll resolve, but it is something a lot of economists have been talking about as being one of the reasons our economy is taking longer to recover, because, again, it's just a factor that holds it up. But, you know, I'm sure a lot of listeners have plenty of stories. You know, it'd be interesting if anyone called in and shared
look
a story.
At her. Look at her.
I know.
She's taking over the show. I love that. That's fantastic.
You know,
you're absolutely right.
I'd love to hear about if someone wanted to move. Well, do they have a job offer and you couldn't move?
Do you feel, sort of stopped from moving because of your
trapped.
Economic realities? 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Or are you an employer and need employees and can't get them because there's nobody moving into your community? Let us know.
8778-MY-TAKE. You can post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Direct it straight to Louise's story because she wants to hear your stories.
Hear.
If you're trapped, if you want to move to another city or you can't because you can't sell your home. I, of course, still have a home in Michigan that I have to rent because
you came to take a job.
I came here to take a job. Mm-hmm.
Now you're stuck.
I'm stuck.
Yeah.
I'm stuck in New Jersey. However, you know, if they wanted to become more creative and let me telecommute from Detroit, it would solve that problem. I could just
well, there's something
broadcast.
New. We'll discuss that at the staff meeting later this morning. Do you want to move, Louise?
I'm happy.
You're happy.
I'm happy in New York.
All right, but for many people out there, is there any advice they can give them? I mean, we know that many of these government programs that are supposed to help them sell their home or maybe help them renegotiate their loan haven't been successful. Is
but,
there
you know,
anything
also
else?
Also, those government programs are really trying to help people stay in their homes, right? Those are trying to modify so
freeze.
People can stay. Yeah. So again, that's not helping people get out of their homes if they want to move to a new job. That hasn't been the focus because the focus has been keeping people from getting foreclosed on and losing their homes. So
maybe
a
new strategy to help the unemployment rate is to help people sell their homes.
That could help some people move on to new jobs and new lives and new places.
Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. I want to encourage you again, if you have your own story, are you trapped in your own town? Maybe there is a job somewhere else that you would take if you could move. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
Help me. I'm trapped. Help
you're trapped in Brooklyn?
Help me.
Thanks, Louise.
Thank you.